Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. It's happening throughout up to the hour 7. And thank you so much to Bahle. She's back with you tomorrow morning. As for now, it is Sunday live, and of course, I trust you are well.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele kwi app okanye utyelele uradiopulpit.co.za.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Busetsa kgwebo ya gago maemong a yona ka go ikwala ka jo Radio Pulpit. Rena le mengwaga ya go feta masomenne tee re le moyeng, ebile rena le batheletše ba potego ba go feta dikete tše magolo a mane. Re fetoga le mehla le mabaka. Rena le ditirelo tša go fapana-fapana tše di tla thušang go kwala kotšwa kgwebo ya gago. Go humana dintlha ka botlalo, letsetša Sanet go 0032-334-5454. Goba o romele email go sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. O ka romela le lentšu le advertise ka SMS go 3787-1. Ditifišo tša setlwaedi di a šomišwa.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, on the line, our guests are already there. I'm trying to connect with them. And let me connect with Uchablan Dominic Sipopolo, also on the line. I'll try to connect with Mpuni Tsimota. Let me greet them. Nkaling awe chabu embombela. Hey, skunja ngote.
Ah, it's a cool, my friend. And then as we have,
yes, it's a
Itala enza, kiyashisa si impela. Kodwa siyabonga ukuphila, sibonga umusa kaNkuluNkulu.
Hayi, saphila. Esaphila, yazi izolo angibonanga lutho, bengibhizi ngipenda. Ngibona abantu, ngibona abantu bangithumela ama message mara mina bengipenda. Ngibonanga lutho, angeke ngikhulume ngento engayibona.
Hayi, thina sesakhulula, sizazi la. Kase kamzeni
vangeli. Lezo kuzizo zolo kushintsha ama clubs. Hey, yeah. Mbona abazalwane izolo bathi abanye abazalwane, my own twin brother says,
yeah,
today I'm watching soccer. Ngathi yabona umkhonto.
Eh. Eh, yena zabona izinto.
Sazi umkhonto. Izinto zakamkhonto ke lezi. Yabona. Ngayithulela nje
ngayo. Uyaphila kodwa?
Ngiyaphila wena.
Hayi, ngiyaphila kakhulu my friend. Ngiyaphila kakhulu.
Hayi, inkosi inkosi ilungile ngendlela esimanga. Hallelujah. We also have Sipho Polo on the line. Yeah.
Amen.
Sipho.
Morutin kai.
Hayi, puma lapha crash mfo. Hey, une echo enkulu. Usaphila kodwa?
Ngene kancane. Ngiyaphila kakhulu mfundisi, njani kodwa?
Siyaphila, uJabulani usakubingelela ngapha phela.
Ah, usabona uJabulani Dominic indoda ayisiyahlukana lezo zomhlaba. Ngoba sidliwe.
Ah, mfowethu. Wena wase standard home.
Ah, wasibona umfundisi, sibingelela umfundisi uRay indoda eyasipenda. Kaze ungayipendanga ke. Sibingelela umfowethu umoya, umotha nabalele emakhaya nendoda yebrush yepende. Amen.
Hey ndoda. Hayi, sizabona. Wena sizabona ukuthi uyopenda njani ukuya le phezulu. Ukuya le phezulu. Inkinga enkulu ke leyo. Thina sokudala sayimastera le nto, wena usangena wena. Sizabona. Angithi uqala mina ngokupenda. Bokufanele kube ubuza mina ukuthi wena ngoba le ndlela sewayigibela almost 20 years ago. Angibuze ukuthi phela uyenze kanjani lapha phezulu.
Ah, ngizokuzoba ukwenza consultation. Ngiyaxolisa baba, ngizawubuya.
Hayi umakoti yena, umakoti ngizomtshela ithipu umakoti akahluphi. Kodwa lo ongidelelayo angeke nix. Usaphila kodwa
umakoti.
Usaphila.
Angiphila kakhulu mfundisi, ngiyambonga uJesu ngenzela umusa nje, ngithanda kakhulu balaleli nomfundisi Ray Chaplin Thoma. Thank you very much. We thank God for this family ka Radio Pulpit.
Awuzeke, awuzeke. Sinomfundisi Motha also on the line. Mfundisi.
Hey, greetings my brother. Siyabingelela, siyabingelela kumfundisi uSipho nomfundisi Jabulana nabalalele emakhaya.
Mangifonela ngiyezwa ukuthi hawo lo muntu utholile lo. Mara ngiyamuzwa uyaphefumula ngalithi hayi thingimfake live on air. Ngithi kunjani mfundisi Motha? Oh, wathula nje. Ay ay ay.
Akuzwanga mfundisi, hey imvula ngapha inangamandla. I hope nje you'll be able to ukungidonsa kahle mfundisi wami. Liyana manje kakhulu mfundisi.
Liyana kakhulu.
Yes my brother.
Ah lizafika ngapha ngabo 7 sesiqedile.
Yeah.
Lizafika sesiqedile.
Siyabonga hayi kodwa lizawudlula ngala ngoba liyaduma.
Oh liyaduma.
Yebo mfundisi.
Ah mara kuhle ke makuna izulu mfoka baba. Kuhle uyabona.
Yebo ukuthi lezindlela.
Ehhe. Kuhle ukuthi line ngoba ekhathini eningi uma lingani uyedwa nabantu abadala bayakhala. Ukuthi urice ayisabili, ayisavuthwa. Ngoba le ethengisayo akusi rice engathi iphelele. Nako uyabona ukuthi madoda kufuneka ukuthi vele ngempela kwenzekeke ukuthi umuntu athole imvula. So uNkulunkulu siyambonga ngokusinikezela imvula mfoka baba man.
Ah mfethu sibonga kakhulu, siyayidinga impela iyimpilo nje.
Ya iyimpilo kakhulu kakhulu kakhulu. Now today we are going to have a good time, and I believe we are going to have a very good time. And I'm hanging out with Jablan Dominic and Sipho Polos. And also I'm hanging out with Mfundisi Motha. And then we are talking about the power of the blood. The power of the blood.
Hallelujah.
Of the Christ. What the blood is even all about. And much of the times I think we overlook the essence of the power of the blood of Christ. We overlook that, and that is where the problem is. And those who also want to see us, we are going live on social networks today. We're just going live on social networks, and we trust the Father will do you good, bless you so much in a mighty way. Now, when we talk of the blood of Christ or the power of the blood, much of the times, and I want to say this, we see much of the times when we talk about the power of the blood of Christ, there is always associating it with Easter weekend. Isn't it so, Jabu?
Indeed. There is that association.
Why, Mara?
At most of the times.
And why is that?
I because believe that maybe
the blood of Christ has nothing to do with the Easter. Eh?
It's the shallow understanding of the significance of the blood of the Son of the Father.
Yeah. And that is said because I've seen many times many people have gone on to actually. When we talk of the power of the blood of Christ, many people had gone on to actually, how can I put it, to think that you can only speak of the blood of Christ during Easter's. I don't know why, you know, people would go with regards to the power of the blood during the Easter's. And this in itself is so, you know, it's one of those things as mangazayo, if I can put it that way. And why do we have to, you know, why do we have to speak of the power of the blood or the blood of Christ only when it is the Easter's? Only when it is the Easter's. Why is that? Mfundisi Motha mhlambe uyazi wena ngoba mhlawumbe une experience kudlula thina sonke la emhlabeni jikelele. Ngasitshela mhlawumbe ukuthi uma vele ningena le ndaba nithi no asingeneni ngama Easter. Yabona, and then indaba yezi likaNkulunkulu siyibeke ngama Easter. Why?
Mfundisi, to me ngizawuthi lokho kusuke kubonisa a lack of understanding
on our part.
On our part, because like you said, ukuthi it has nothing to do with a particular time
of yeah.
Easter service or Good Friday.
Yes.
But we should be preaching the blood of Christ throughout, because when we speak salvation, it comes through his blood.
Yeah.
So we cannot be talking of his salvation without talking of the blood and without even understanding the power of the blood of Christ.
Yeah.
What it has done for us and what it's continuously doing in our lives, because kukumanje linamandla seshuthi la linamandla that time, but even today. So we shouldn't be ngabantu abakhuluma ngalo noma abafundisa ngalo only when it is the Easter, but we should at all time continuously, because when we speak the gospel evangeli lika Christ, we are speaking about him dying on the cross and his resurrection. Lento leni fana nani mfundisi, fana nabantu who will only babe nesidlo senkozi only ngePasika on Good Friday. Kanti izikaNkulunkulu lethi njalo manihlangana maningikhumbula ningikhumbule
isidlo senkozi, by the way.
Yeah.
Akusiseni senkozi
uyayibona honto le. So okay, we should not be ukuthi we only sit now it is it passed over and then we only start to think about the blood of Jesus, we only start to preach the blood of Jesus over that time, but it should be continuously emlonyeni wethu, because it is powerful, and without it there is no salvation, there is no redemption of sin.
Ela isidlo senkosi lesi si le cold drink encanyana le nale kungathi kuyikheshana solo kumhloshana.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, bokif.
Isidlo senkosi.
Kuthiwe ileso. But what is important ukuthi we need to understand ukuthi uma kukhulunywa ngesinkwa uChrist himself uma ethi thathani lokho ngumzimba wami, we should understand that
yes.
The meaning of it, because if we will just be doing it for the sake of what is sibone bakwenza without an understanding of it, then we are missing the point, because even if you can bring the whole loaf uyibeke la uthi sidlo senkosi, but if you do not understand, you know, ukuthi what does it mean to you as a child of God, ukuthi uma wenza le nkonzo lena wenza ini, when you lift up to that glass.
Yes.
This wine, it represents the blood of Christ.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you?
Yes, yes. Yes. Now, okay. We are talking about the blood of Christ and what the blood of Christ is all about. We are touching on that. I trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And I can tell you, in some many areas, it's raining like nobody's business. But if you know anything about the blood of Christ, please tell us. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Send us a WhatsApp or talk to us on Facebook. Let's hear what you say about the blood of Christ. What is it even all about? I need to learn and understand that. What is the blood of Christ even all about? And Sipo, when we talk about the blood of Christ, Sipo, ngibona sekufakwa nama collection khona lapho, and then bese kuthengelwa nomfundisi imoto, but you know, it is because of the blood. It is because of the blood. Uthini ke wena?
Abafundisi bafundisa sikhulumela iqiniso mina kuJesu, imoto yamfundisi negazi hlangana
ngama Easter. Ngama Easter.
Asingadlali ngabantu bayinkosi, and inkosi izasishaya.
Yeah.
Mawuqhuma imoto nje abakuthengela abazalwane futhi mabanayo, amen. Mabathanda abanayo, awu, likhicala. But igazi likaJesu bathandekayo is what we are today. It is because of the blood. And basikhuluma ngegazi kaJesu bathamekayo. Sikhuluma ukuthi for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Meaning mfundisi, he went an extra mile and went into the cross where he was crucified on our behalf so that we are becoming what we are today.
Mm.
And it is mfundisi ngokwezwi kwamaHebrew chapter 9 verse 27. Bible lithi konke noma ngaphandle kokuchitha igazi akukho ukukhethelwa kwezono.
Yes.
If Jesus Christ came here in this planet earth and do some miracles only,
yeah,
he would not be saved. But
yes,
we think ukuthi it is through the blood. In other words, wafu Jesu akunamoto lapho, akunamacompetition ukuthi branch asekuphi yenze ini imali engaka. Siba yonke lamananga nangamasonto. La sikhuluma ngegazi likaJesu, iwundlu kaNkulunkulu. Athi uJohane, bhekani nali iwundlu likaNkulunkulu elisusa izono zelizwe. Amanye amazwi, it is because of the blood of the Lamb that took all our sins and all our iniquities away.
Yes.
That is why, mfundisi, our focus here is in the blood. Siyakubona lokhu kunye abakwenzayo, siyokukhuluma ngelinye ilanga, but igazi likaJesu mfundisi yilo elisenze namhlanje kumasimo aphambi kaNkulunkulu. It speaks a better covenant.
Ngamanye
amazwi mfundisi, uma uNkulunkulu engibheka, ngibheka through the blood. Ngamanye amazwi, uma uNkulunkulu ebuka mina without igazi, kuvela amahlazo uSipho ekade awenza, atshontsha ganga adelela isigebengu, kodwa through the blood kubonakala a new creature elithi iBhayibheli, uma umuntu ekuKristu uyisidala esisha, bheka okudala kuyamvuke kuyandlula bese kuvela okusha, kuvela through the blood. Ngamanye amazwi, umsebenzi wokuqala wegazi mfundisi, number one, kususa izono. Uthi lapha u-First John chapter 1 verse 7, but it is ngiyalithanda le verse mfundisi, angifuni ithi, but if we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have a fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleans us from all our sins. In other words, uNkulunkulu ukukhanya, sihambe ekukhanyeni kwa, and the legazi likaJesu. Ngamanye amazwi mfundisi, sikhuluma ngegazi likaJesu la, elinamandla okuhlanza izono. Mfundisi, nima phambi kaNkulunkulu ngiyothandaza, izono zami zihlukene nami kuhle kwempumalanga nentshonalanga. Yinda, igazi likaJesu, ngamanye amazwi, igazi likaJesu linamandla mfundisi okuhlanza isigebengu, nokuhlanza abadayisa ngomzimba, elihlanza abantu abazalelwe esonweni, kodwa kuphela abakwazi ukukhululwa through the blood. Yingako asingalithathi kancane igazi kuyewudlu kaNkulunkulu. Yingako mfuthi, number one, ngithethelelwe zonke izono. Lokuthethelela kusho ukuthi ngamanye amazwi ngihambe emhlabeni angasona, emhlabeni onezono. You know why? It is the blood, because igazi likaJesu lihlanza more than dry clean. Yingako umhlabelele uthi it washes brighter than the snow. Amen.
Absolutely. If you just joined us, man, we are talking about the power of the blood of Christ. And we are asking this question, why is it that many times when we speak about the blood of Christ, it should be somewhere around the Easters? I want to know and find out what is the reason why many people, when they talk about the blood of Christ, they talk about the blood of Christ during the Easters. Is there any connection? Because I don't see any. Is there any connection between the Easters and the blood of Christ? I want to know. And show me scripture that would say between the Easters and the blood, there is a connection. I want to know why is the hundreds or so. Right, you can send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Comment on Facebook. There you'd see we've gone live. You can comment just as much as you want. And then, of course, those who say we want to come on board, please just go on there. And as you are watching, just state that you want to go live together with us. We'll put you on the screen so that you share the screen together with us. All right. Now, let me come to you, Jabu, my friend. When we talk about the blood of Christ, in Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, listen to this. The power of the blood of Christ says, "Now the blood shall be a sign for you on your houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt." Which means the blood is the sign of salvation, safety and protection. Every day, not on Easter, every day, on your house, on your body. Utin Jabu.
Thank you very much, my friend. What a great topic indeed about the power of the blood of Christ. So we really give the Father all the glory for being able also just to really teach us more about this subject, about the power. You've already mentioned some of the misunderstandings and the misquotations about the significance of the power of the blood of Christ. So I just pray that we can be able to really receive that which the Father is revealing about the importance of the blood. So you are very true to say that it symbolizes salvation, you know, when it comes to actually us as children of God. We've been saved because of this blood. And also when he instructed the children of Israel, according to the scripture quoted in Exodus 12:13, to say that the blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over. You know, so it means without this blood, there is no way that you can be saved. So even every one of us, when it comes to salvation, it's because of the blood. That's the power of the blood to save. Because there is nothing that we can ever do in order for us to redeem ourselves or to really save ourselves. There is nothing that you can do. There is no money that you can have and buy salvation. There is nothing, but it takes this power of this blood for us to be redeemed, for us to be saved, for us, you know, like even our sins to be wiped and washed away. You know, it's the power of the blood. So it means that's the greatest significance of this blood, that, you know, it saves us. This blood redeems us. This blood also even actually wipes away all our transgressions, all our sins. You know, that's the only way for us to really become anew, become clean before the Father. It's through the blood of his Son, you know, Christ himself. So you are very right what you've quoted. Also, just to add from that what you said, my friend, in Acts 20:28, the Word of God says, keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. The power of this blood also is that we've been bought. There is so much value in the blood because the church belongs to the Father because of this blood. He bought the church through the blood. So it means that's why as the church we cannot trample on the blood. We cannot really actually speak down of the blood or speak low of the blood, like as we were making some examples, when we really associate the blood with rituals or festivals or even to Zalem Shaven, because we know with Lama festivals are good wire, Minyaga Yonke, our Lam Shaven, because if we go deeper to the word and search, you know, Uguti, Ngambela, is it godly or is it from Nkulunkulu? Like Easter, like about Christmas, you know, just to count a few. We know with these things are similar. But if we now start to really take such a valuable, you know, like ikas in tengo yalo in kulga kulu, or what is simply the pants and what is bandagani, these things are similar. So we must from today know that actually there is so much value in the blood. And not see abantwana bakaNkulunkulu indlela esiyiphatha ngayo nesihamba ngayo. Kumele sikhumbule ukuthi sathengwa ngenani, actually ngentengo ephezulu yegazi lemvana. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Jabulani Dominic is in Nelspruit, Mbombela. And of course, let me talk to Umfundisi Umotha. Umfundisi Umotha is here in Gauteng, Ekuruleni, Germiston. Fundisi Umotha, now when we speak of the blood of Christ, and then many people argue with me and say, but why do you go to the Old Testament when you look into the... But that's where we are given symbols of the blood, and that is where we gather information as to what this blood is all about. Now, if you look into Zechariah chapter 13, verses 1, it says, in that day a fountain shall be opened for the house of David, and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem, for sin and for cleansing, for uncleanliness. Now, this blood of Christ is for removing anything that is unclean from us and the removal of sin. That is what it is. It's not a ritual, as we seem to put it these days. Mfundisi Mota?
Mfundisi, that is absolutely true, my brother. The blood of Christ cleans us from all unrighteousness. Actually, it purifies us. We become sibe ngabantwana bakaNkulunkulu through his blood, through his sacrifice that he has made by giving his life for us. He died and he rose again so that we can be cleansed from unrighteousness. You know, it even further says in Hebrews chapter 9, it says that it even cleans our consciousness. It makes us ukuba singabe sisazizwela siguilty. The moment when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, I must say, Mfundisi, ukuthi, you know, the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, it's got so much impact in our life, in our daily life, and also to everybody, you know, to those who abangakasindiswa, but it is there for them for forgiveness. It is there for them to cleanse them from all unrighteousness. Igazi lika Jesu Mfundisi, it redeems us. It takes us out of the bondage of sin. Uma ngibeka kanjalo uthi umphostoli Paul uma ebhala uthi nani enanifile maqondana nezono, but he has quickened you, he has resurrected you. In other words, the blood of Christ, it redeemed us from eternal death. We are alive today because he has died for us. We are saying singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu because he has done the work for us. We were not qualifying, my brother. Besinga qualify, but through the sacrifice that he has made, we are now accepted. It is Nkulunkulu, through his blood, he has made us to be like kings and like a priest. So, sibonga kakhulu igazi lika Christ Mfundisi, because it speaks of redemption, it speaks of salvation. That's where we see love and the power of God working in our lives. So siyabonga. Ngithanda even I think Sipho he mentioned that we were purchased by a price. You know, it costed his life for Christ ukuthi sisindiswe. So therefore the blood of Christ, it was a payment that was taking us out of bondages, out of darkness, but he has brought us unto life. Hence if I believe Mfundisi, for all men has sinned and has come short to the glory of God. But through the blood of Jesus Christ, we are justified and we are made freely by his grace, so that singakhuluma ukuthi we are redeemed. No, when we speak of redemption, kuluma ngokusindiswa ukuthi your life was in danger, but somebody came and pay a price so that you can live freely without ukuba ngaphansi kwengcindezi. This is iBhayibheli, umuntu okhonza isono noma obuswa isono uyisigcila. So but the blood of Christ, it cleans us and it takes us away from ubondage yani yesin, ibondage yani yenhlupheko, so that we can live freely and be able to glorify God at all times. A little Bible in 1 John chapter 1 verse 7 says, but if you walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleans us from all sin. You know, if we walk in the light, the scripture is so specifically when we walk with him. If you say that because you cannot walk with him if you do not have a covenant, you don't have an agreement with him, but for you to walk in him, because he is the light. So when you walk in him, you are actually walking in the light. So as you walk in the light, the blood of Jesus, it is there to cleanse us. It is there to purify us. It is there to remove any stains that is in us, so that we can be the light, so that we can be able to love one another, so that we can have
the fellowship, in other words, the blood of Jesus Christ, it makes us to have the fellowship with the Father, to have the fellowship with His Son. So siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu Mfundisi. I said it even cleans the conscience, because we can come boldly unto God now because of the sacrifice that He has done. It says that we can even enter, you know, into His gates, into His presence. We can even enter into the Holy of the Holies, because in the Old Testament, it was only those priests be bangena kule yandawo engcwele, but namhlanje ngenxa kwegrace ka Jesu that has cleansed us from all unrighteousness, from all sins, that has redeemed us, we have been made ukuba sibe ngabapriest. So at any time in our daily lives, we are having access to enter into the Holy of the Holiness, to be in the presence of the Father by the blood of Christ Jesus.
Yaguza kakhulu, thank you so much, Pastor Mota. And of course, we're talking about the power of the blood of Christ, what it is all about, and some of the misconceptions that are there. And I've said that in many instances, I've seen people talk about the blood of Christ only when it is the Easter weekend. Then you'd see uputloyana bambele esibambele so la person then is sketch babe ku pastor so nibonile mara ngithi ne babe ku pastor so and then I'm telling inkebovu repeat root inkebovu so and then bas enza so angani mama nimbonile nami it by dramatize and such and such. I think that kind of notion has been so effective on the devil's side to make nothing of the implications of the blood of Christ, and that it is not even taken seriously. Even though many people are preaching quite well, it's very rare that you would see them preaching about the blood of Christ. It's very rare that you would see them preaching about the blood of Christ in the rightest of ways, according to Scripture. That is one of the things that I think we really need to look into and ask our Father to help us on. All right, send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. And then on Facebook there, thank you so much. Thank you to Holy Hip Hop Man, Miriam Kekana. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Is this Pastor Miriam Kekana? Thank you. I really appreciate that. And thank you for talking to us. Ruben Tim Kwane. Thank you so much, Murutuak. I really appreciate. And then Sis Pindi, thank you so much. And Pasekang, thank you so much there. I really appreciate. I see on the WhatsApps there. The WhatsApp is 0826572729. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say in this matter. We'll be back.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho ku WhatsApp ku 082-657-2729.
All right, you can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. And let me do this. I'll come back to you, Mfundisi Mota. Let me take some calls. 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly there. And of course, tell us about the aspect of the blood of Christ, what it is even all about. Sawubona, Dumela.
Hey, sawubona, brother. Hey, sawubona, my brother.
Hey, Pudwam.
Ngiyakubulisa ngegama elihle lenkosi yethu Jesu Christu, brother Ray.
Siyabonga.
Ngithi okwenzeka izolo amadoda ayipheli, brother Ray. Hello.
Yeah, baba.
Yeah. Ayipheli amadoda, brother Ray.
Yeah, I mina bengikhuluma ngezinye izinto izolo. Azange ngibhekele ibhola bini izolo.
Oh, ngibhekile izolo kodwa abafana bethu sengathi beba exhausted, man. Hayi, they were not there, brother Ray.
Oh. How?
Yeah, azange bebangangichazi. Hayi, bebangangichazi straight. Bebangangichazi. But kuzoya ku-drawing board, bazawabona ama mistakes.
Hey, yeah, ngizwa ngipenela. Mhlambe ile studio.
Yes. No, bazawubona ama mistake abawenzile. Hayi, bebalento, bebangakhoniki. The way futhi bazingakhona.
Mm.
Masiyeke brother Ray.
Asiyeke ibhlungu le. Yenza le stulo sibe ibhlungu yazi.
Kepha sonke sidlula lapho brother. There are seasons in life. Angithi uyazi my brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Brother Ray ngibuse umfundisi uSipho Khadere ngibulise ku Pasamota naku JD Dominic umfundisi wethu. The blood of Jesus is the kulma ngizinto eziyithu nje ngelento ngegazi ka Jesus Christ brother Ray.
Yeah.
After 2000 years there is still power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Ngicela sifunde incwadi ka Matthew 26 verse 28 and 29. Lana amazwi ka Jesus Christ ekhuluma ngegazi lakhe. Lapha wathatha isitsha wabonga wathi kubafundi bakhe, khuzani nonke buso ngokuba lokhu kuyigazi lami lesivumelwane elithululwa ngenxa yabaningi. Lokho kusho ukuthi igazi likaJesu Kristu elathululwa ngenxa yezono zeze lonke.
Yes.
Number two, sibona futhi uJesu Kristu ephezulu esiphambanweni. Kwakhethwa isoja lalitrayiniwe elamgwaza ohlangothini. Kwaphuma igazi lachitheka lawela on the eye of this Roman soldier.
Yeah.
Lelihlo lalingaboni nalesoja. Kepha ngokuchitheka kuleli lihlo lavuleka labona. Because of the blood of Jesus Christ, there was divine healing that day.
Yes.
Kepha uJesu Kristu efile, uNkulunkulu wabo yomvusa, wasinqobela sonke ngegazi lakhe. Jesus Christ was a willing sacrifice for our sins. He was a suffering savior on the cross, brother. Kepha manje sesitholile ukukhanya sasindisa ngale but usinqobele and futhi singakhohlwa ukuthi uzobuya uJesu Kristu. He will come as the lion of the tribe of Judah to conquer and to judge. Ngiyabonga my brother, uthi ngilalele inyenzi yenkosi zisiphakela lapho.
Hayi ngiyabonga sihlobo sami inkosi kubuse ngendlela eyisimanga. Hayi manginawe ngiyajabula mfowethu man.
Inkosi kubuse. UNkulunkulu akubuthise my brother, God be the glory.
Zonke to the Father be all the glory. Thank you so much. We're taking your calls. You can give us a talk to us directly there 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And we are talking about the power of the blood of Christ. What it is all about and why? Why is it treated with contempt? You know, why is it treated with contempt, especially by believers themselves and those who preach? They take it very light. And this in itself shows a level of misunderstanding into the essence of the blood of Christ. Now, check this out. When you look again into Matthew, it says, "For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sin." This is the seal of the new covenant that we are at. And we must always remember that and know what this new covenant is all about. Jabu. How?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yes, yes. So cool.
I mean,
yes.
My friend, I'm still here.
Okay.
Yes, thank you very much. Indeed, you know, we should also really understand that we are in a relationship with the Father because of this blood. Otherwise, when it comes to us, we were not accepted. Like, we were outcast. We were even called Gentiles, people that were not supposed to partake of this covenant or even to enjoy the benefits that come with this blood. But, you know, praise be to the Father, just ngomusa wakhe through indodana yakhe ukuthi asihawukele nathi ngaleli gazi sithiwe sibantwana bakhe namhlanje. It's because of igazi. Kube kuthiwa ngelona igazi ngabe asutholanga lo musa, you know. Ngabe izono zethu azichithekanga. As even the word says ukuthi ngaphandle kokuchitheka kwegazi akukho ukuthethelelwa, you know. So even though in the Old Testament, noma so-called Old Testament, kwachithwa amagazi ezimbuzi nezinkabi nezinqama ahlukahlukene, but they were not able to really wipe away the sins of the nations. It took only the blood of Imvana so that we can be able to really be clean or be forgiven all our sins and be able to be purified from all unrighteousness and be called the children of the Father and the sons of the Father. So we cannot really look down or even just maybe trample on this blood. We are to carry it with all, you know, like respect, with all honor to the Father, with all, like, you know, like respect to the Father. Just also to sum it, in Hebrews 9:22, the word says, in fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. There is no forgiveness. As I've just quoted, ngaphandle kwegazi akukho ukuthethelelwa. So we owe it to the Father to be thankful with our lives, not ukumbonga like ngokuthi sibanga umsindo every day to say, but impilo yethu ayikhombe ukuthi iyambonga uNkulunkulu ngegazi lakhe. Inkambo yethu mayikhombise ukuthi i-grateful for igazi lakhe, akasithenge ngalo, akasihlenge ngalo, akasindise ngalo. Thank you very much, my friend.
You know, I'm asking this question as to what is the oppositional plot of the devil with regards to making the essence of the blood of Jesus Christ so lowly regarded that in many instances, many people look down at the notion of the blood of Christ and unawares, which means there's a thief that is stealing the essence of the knowledge about the blood of Christ. If it is about the remission of sin and it is the only precondition for the forgiveness of sin. So when people don't know that, people won't value the notion of the blood of Christ. Neither will they even talk about this even amongst themselves. We'll only be talking about 3 steps of being happy, 4 ways of losing weight, 5 ways of staying sober, 3 ways of looking cool, 5 ways of being positive, the need to be assertive. It's only those things. And there's no talk about the blood of Christ, so that people remain in sin and people remain stalemated in that there is no forgiveness of sin, because verily, the notion of the blood of Christ is something that is being overlooked. It's quite sad. Sad a thing to look into. And I wonder if we take this quite seriously. Let me bring this to you, Sipho. Now, I'm looking at John 6:55. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. And then 56, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. The blood of Christ is also a symbol of our fellowship with him, in his glory, in his victories, and in his sufferings, and in his rewards. We become joint heirs. Because it says, listen to this, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me.
Hey.
It's a token of fellowship with Christ. Without it, there is no fellowship. Aha. Sipho.
It is amazing, Mfundisi, the blood of Jesus Christ, as much as people, they underrate it or they undermine it, there's truly a greatest power, especially for our salvation. And moreover, we become joining hands because we intertwine with all the victories that Christ has already had. That is why in most of my prayers, the Holy Spirit has taught me, there's the phrase, I'll always walk in a total victory that Christ has already had for me, because this victory is in the blood. In the universal power for rooting foundation, redemption fundisi yethu ivela khona, our power of salvation ivela khona, and our forgiveness ila ivela khona. Ingakho mofunda Revelation chapter 12 verse 11 lithi they triumph over him, that is the devil, by the blood of the lamb. Loko nje kukodwa ukuthi sincoba uSathane ngegazi. When the blood of Jesus Christ ivela mfundisi, uSathane he bows. That is why, for this, all the schemes that Nala Nawo, try ukuveza ngathi igazi kaJesu ngathi into yokudlala alethe abantu abaphethe iphambano badlala igeshi ngacishe ngafa ngafela izonweni ngafela isontweni ngingakayazi indaba kaJesu ngibona abantu badlala imoya amagudi kube nendoda ekhethwa ifaka isidwedi yohlala phezulu etshe bathi ngesonto iyavuka ngacabanga ukuthi umdlalo kanti kuzofika insimbiso mampela
ufaka isidwedwe
yefunise umuntu wayehlala phezulu ethuna laphaya afaka isidwedwe simhlophe bese siyavuka siyagijima siyovusa le ndoda efaka isidwedwe sithi uvukile sisho indoda ihambe laphakathi kwethu yayodlala lapha kwangathi indaba yokuvuka kaJesu umdlalo sikubona noSathane ukuthi when he uses tricks ukuthi kube ngathi ikwenziwa ngePasika kuba ngathi igesh kwangathi isonto lethu negazi likaJesu lisizinal. Njengoba sikhuluma mlaleli usalalela ekhaya, even today, even now, the blood of Jesus Christ, it can still forgive you. It can still wash away all your sin. Ingakho uthi lo mbhalo Romans chapter 12:13, Revelation 12:13, lithi bamnqoba uSathane ngegazi ngewundlu. Ngamanye amasinqoba ngaleli gazi, asinqobi ngawethu amandla. Kunezinye izinto uSathane abekade akwazi ukuyosimangalela phambi kaNkulunkulu. But uma efika lapho, simnqoba ngegazi. Yingako neingubo zethu kuthiwa zihlanziwe egazini leyondlo. Yingako ayiki into uSathane angasibamba ngayo ukuthi singakwazi ukuyovela phambi kwesihlalo somusa sikaNkulunkulu. Sabela umusa ukusisiza ngesikhathi esifanele. Yingako umlaleli ungalithathi kancane igazi likaJesu. Linamandla okusikhulula even kufuzo lolibo lokuzalana. Ngamanye amazwi kunama ngama bloodlines aniqalekiso but God uyakwazi ukusikhipha through the blood kuma generational cases kunamanye ama cases mfundisi adangerous ukuthi abalomndeni abaphumeleli abalomndeni abashaka abalomndeni ngeke kwavele okuhle kodwa when the blood of Jesus Christ comes in susa konke lahle khona lapha ya ingakho mfundisi ngiyalithanda igazi kaJesu ngoba linamandla okususa izono zikwazi ukukhula niseyiqalekise izono akinifundele le verse mfundisi Hebrews chapter 9 ulshilo mfundisi umo chapter Hebrews chapter 10 verse 19 lithi therefore brothers and sisters since we have a confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus Christ. Sikwazi mfundisi ukungena endaweni eyiphezulu ezingcwele emazulwini ngenxa yegazi kaJesu. And imagine ukuthi ngesikhathi abapriest kwangangena nanoma ubani. Kodwa uma mfundisi ngiguca ngithandaza ngize egameni kaJesu, ngingena endaweni engcwele ngcwele. Ngikwazi ukuma njengompriest lokho kudala kwakulanda umpriest. Manje ngingenela mina through the blood. Yingakho bafundisi asishumayeleni amandla egazi ukuthi abantu baye kuNkulunkulu ngendlela uJesu ayivula ngegazi lakhe. And lelo gazi likhuluma ukuthethelelwa lelo gama ligazi kaJesu likhuluma ukuhlanzwa legazi likaJesu likhuluma ukuthi lo uthethelelwe unelungelo lokungena in the presence of the Lord.
So ngiyakuzwa yazi leli gazi yilo elisiwashayo ukuthi siqualify nanoma singaqualify.
I man mfundisi I don't qualify even that today to be on the pulpit but it is through the blood that I qualify.
Yazi uyazi Sipho sometimes mangena la kulomnyango la bese omunye uthi u pastor Ray nang or uzongena ini or kube umuntu kube nomuntu mhlamba ongaziyo bese uyabingela abantu bazigama mina abangazi bese yabingela lapha nathi Muruti bese mawudlula uyeza lo hlezi nathi kimuruti yena o kimuruti o igazi yazi igazi uma likhlanzile nalaba ongaqualify ukuba into le igazi likususa kuzo zonke izinto ezikwenza ukuthi ubonakale sengathi uamanyala ukuyabona ngathi awusi right ngathi ukungcola
foolish he calls the unqualified to qualify them. Sho njalo umbhalo thina sasingafanele mfundisi wasenza safanele ukuba sibe isimo sendodana yakhe indodana yakhe izibulo labo bonke abadaliweyo nathi mfundisi sasingaqualify abantu abake bake ba qualify na sibonga uJesu owasenza sa qualify.
Hey, thank you so much to those who are watching on Facebook there. Thank you Lisa Powell, thank you so much Olivia Mpense, thank you so much Pina Mphahlele Thamaga. Thank you very much. We really appreciate Maureen P. Molopiane. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. May the Father bless you abundantly. Lindwe Msutwana on WhatsApp says, hi, Pastor Ray, I'm tuned in. And Sis Pindi, thank you so much. And I see your WhatsApps there. Keep them coming. That is 0826572729. That's 0826572729. Let me hear what you say on this issue. We are talking about the blood, the power of the blood of Christ, and the underestimation that seems to go unnoticed in each and every one of us's life, where there has been a point where a negation of the blood has been proclaimed, either through a sketch, either through a ritual, either through a traditional occurrence in the church, or either through a play of some sort in the church, either through holiday rituals and all those kinds of things and stuff. And a misconception has continuously been imprinted in the backs of our mind without us realizing that we are being brainwashed into the notion that we won't actually see the significance of the blood, and neither will we even consider talking about this that much. Unless someone asks you a question, but that it is so suppressed that you're not even aware that you're not talking about it. Hey, Rabo. Kutsi ona ditaba tsa teng tjewe.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. I-Radio Pulpit yakha uMzantsi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
The sounds of your life. Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well. Bless you so much in a mighty way. Mfundisi Mota, let me come to you about this one. And looking into the notion of blood of Jesus Christ. And now this. I want to come to the conception of the blood of Christ as being the purchase price. And I know many theologians will argue with me here. Hey, let's say I'm wrong already. If you look into Acts chapter 20, verses 28, it says, therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock. And there's a comma there, which means take heed. Be aware circumspectly of everything that I have given unto thee or taught you. It says, take heed to yourself and to the flock, because he's talking to those also who are stewards. And then he says, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of Yahuwah, he says, which he purchased with his own blood. The blood of Christ is also our only condition of purchase from sin and from condemnation. Mfundisi Mota? Umotha sekashayo umbani angazi mina kwenzakaleni. Let's do a bit.
Liyani tulu.
Liyani tulu ngapha ngase Boksburg aw madoda
nxesa. It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now.
Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.